I think you're going to enjoy this. And it's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul writing to the church at Corinth. And he says this in verse 18, but as God is true, our word toward you was not yea and nay. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. Now, verse 20 is where I want to get to. For all the promises of God in him, in Christ, are yes and in him, amen, which means so be it, unto the glory of God by us. I want to talk about promises. Okay. You know, there's over 7,000 promises in the Bible, and which one are you believing for? Mm-hmm. Now, you see this little lady from Daniela, she said, I want you to read what she said again, if you don't mind, from Italy.
Daniela says, I love you both. God bless you. You encouraged me and taught me how to manage my downs.
Ooh, glory.
I'm very happy that I can learn more about Jesus from you.
You see, Daniela, not only can you learn to manage your downs, you can get rid of your downs.
Yeah.
And do like a little song, moving on up, praise God.
Yeah, they'll be in your distant past.
That's right. And God's word, all the promises of God. So let's deal with, and I want to talk about that. We just did a Faith to Facts, and it was such a blessing dealing with comfort. I want to continue a little bit in that vein, because the world doesn't know what to do anymore. Hmm. I mean, people are now going to either the grocery store or to the gas pump, and which one we're going to cut back on, you know, so we can live. Because of the price of gasoline, the price of eggs, food, shortages. Whoever thought we'd have shortages with baby formula?
Right.
And all this is man-made that shuts down. I mean, it's just crazy. It all could stop today. But I got that scripture. For all the promises of God are yea and amen, which means yes and so be it. Now, some of you need some help financially. I know you do because it's very expensive, you know, with the gas and all that kind of stuff. But Jesus said, my God, or Paul through Jesus, said, my God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory. So the Lord knows you need gasoline. Now, what you got to do is say, what do you do about inflation? I get inflated. In other words, I just say, well, bless God, if they're going to charge me more, I'm going to make more.
That's
it's just
right.
That simple.
You have to believe that.
Because you live in an economic world. So all the promises of God, not just some, but all of them. Now, that's big. Now, Kathy, I'm going to ask you, what promise are you believing God for?
Well, you know,
I know you got more than one, but what?
Oh,
I
got so many.
Well, let's talk about them.
Well,
God.
One of the things I pray about every day, of course, is for our partners and the prayer requests we get in, and I pray for those.
How do you pray for our partners?
Well,
I'm going to interview you today on this boardroom chat.
I'd lift up just the fact that there are partners, and the Lord will lead me to a few that I know personally, specifically to pray, things that I've written about, that people have written in about.
So do you pray for them spiritually, physically, and financially?
I pray for God to bless whatever is concerning their heart. You know, I know they have dreams and visions and the things that they're agreeing for. And, you know, the Bible says where two or more agree is touching anything.
Oh, God.
And I recognize that. I don't have to actually know the details of that anything because the Holy Spirit does, but I can send the word and realize that they can be blessed with everything they set their hand to
Ooh,
do.
Ooh, that's good. That's good.
You know, because they've been a blessing to
us. Let me tell you how I pray for my partners. I do it every day in my morning devotion because it's one of the promises of God. I say, Father, I ask you to bless all my partners with a 30, 60, 100-fold return in every area of their life, spiritually, physically, and financially. And all those that I said they would never have a day without prayer, I ask you to bless them spiritually, physically, and financially, but especially those partners. Why? Because they understand the vision of Jesse the Planet's mission.
Right, right.
And I want to just make this announcement. Some people ain't going to believe it. But when you send in this, that doesn't come to me. That goes to God. I do very well myself, you know. I am a partner. You are a partner to Jesse the Planet's mission. Well, you give it to yourself. No, we're not. You don't understand the laws of the IRS. My Lord, this doesn't belong to us. It belongs to God. It belongs, everything here, lock, stock, and barrel, belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. So the reason why I don't suffer financially is because my God. I start off with my God, just like Paul said. I make God personal. He said I could be personal with him to the point that when I pray, hello, Jesus, hi, Jesse, I kind of like that. So that's just one thing. What else? What other promise, Kathy, are you believing God for?
Well, I'm believing for restoration for people that I know that are sick, that are battling
Amen. Some
attacks of the enemy, and we're expecting them to be totally, fully restored.
Well, a man asked me one time, he said, why do you believe in healing so much? And you believe in laying on hands. Watch this. When I lay hands on people like this, when I'm praying for healing, I get health. The harvest of healing is health.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So I realize I don't like people being sick, and neither does God. Jesus said, this is a promise now. By his stripes, ye were healed. Mm-hmm. That's in the Old Testament.
Right.
That's in the New Testament. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's across the boundaries of Judaism and Christianity. By his stripes, ye were healed. So maybe you're facing stage 4 cancer. You have real bad, I don't know, diabetes, high blood pressure, crippling arthritis, infectious disorder. I don't know, whatever Satan's using to attack you. Take the promise, like the doctor's trying to tell you to keep the disease. And I hate to say that, but that's simply true, because you never know when it's going to come back and all kind of crazy. And say, by his stripes, I am, I were, I is, however you want to say it. It may not be good English, but it makes good sense.
Right.
By his stripes, I'm here. That doesn't mean you deny the pain or you don't. I don't deny what I feel. I deny its right to function in my life.
That's right, because the Bible tells us, we just read that, all the promises of God.
It's a big word, all.
For as many as are of the promises of God, they all find their yes, their answer.
Yes.
That's what that means, in him, Christ. For this reason, we also utter the amen, which means so be it.
So all the promises are in Jesus Christ by simply saying yes.
Yes, it says to God, through him, in his person, and by his agency to the glory of God. So the Amplified goes in more detail about that. But, you know, there's so many things. Jesus came to destroy.
It does. Let's read it. I want them to understand the word all completely, so that in this life they can be living on earth like as if they're living in heaven. That's why I'm talking about promises today.
Right.
Read it again.
It's verse 20 says, for as many as are the promises of God, they all find their yes answer in him, Christ. Mm-hmm. For this reason, we also utter the amen, so be it, to God, through him, in his person, and by his agency, to the glory of God. So we amen to God because we know that all the promises, everything that Jesus came to take back from the enemy, everything that he came to destroy the enemy mm-hmm. about our, that affects our lives, mm-hmm. it's already been done.
And so
once we believe it, what we're doing is basically agreeing with God. That's what amen means. It means so be it.
Okay.
So
I want you to read that in the Passion Translation too, while she's looking that up. So now I want to ask you, what promise are you believing for? What promises? Let's go plural. Let's go all of it. Let's go all seven, over 7,000 of them. Oh, but Jesse, let's don't get radical. We need to get radical. We've got radical with poverty and sin and sickness and disease that it's covered the planet. Why don't we get radical with health, wealth, blessing in the city, in the field, going in, going out? Let's get radical. Are you going to get some persecution? Yeah, but you got to understand something. People that are speaking against their things, they're not dumb by no means, but they're ignorant. They're ignorant of what this Bible says. Because you see, where did Jesus struggle for food? Where did he struggle for clothes? Where did he struggle? Notice he had no financial trouble. And the Bible said his will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And the Bible says, be ye therefore followers of Christ, or be ye therefore imitators of God as dear children. So, I mean, I'm going to catch persecution for saying what I'm saying now. The reason why I live the way I live is because of the promises of God.
That's right.
God said I could have those things spiritually, physically, and financially. So, I mean, it's like water on the duck's back. Say what they want, do what they want. You know, and all this kind of stuff. People say, well, you don't suffer. Yeah, I suffer sometimes just being around you. And I'm going to just be flat
honest. You're not talking to me.
No, I'm not talking to you. Praise God. I'm talking about it because you don't understand what you're saying. See, what happens is you're bringing more problems on you by judging people. When the Bible says, judge not that you be not judged. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple. I'm not here to judge you even. But see, when you say you just judge. No, I just spoke a truth. You see what I'm saying? And the truth is not a judgment. The truth will set you free.
And
when you understand that, and whom the Son is set free is free indeed. That's another promise.
That's right.
So why should I be in bondage when the Bible said whom the Son has set free is free indeed?
We have to believe the promise. In verse 20 in the Passion Translation says,
go ahead. I want to read.
For all of God's promises find their yes of fulfillment in him. And his yes and our amen ascend to God. And as his yes and our amen ascend to God, we bring him glory. So we have to agree with what God has promised us.
So the promises of God are full of fulfillment. Fulfilled.
Yeah, they find their yes of fulfillment.
Okay, when I married you, and it's going to be 52 years in June the 6th, did I fulfill your wildest dreams? I'm putting myself on the grill right now. I'm probably going to get barbecued and fried.
Well, eventually. You got there eventually.
I got there.
It took a while.
It took a while. I understand.
And there's still some growth that you can expect.
I never forget. You want a funny story. I gave Kathy some money. We just got married. I said, go to the store and get some, it's because I thought she might cook some. She came back with a mop and a bucket, some soap. I said, Kathy, we can't eat the mop. And she said,
I don't
cook.
I got some groceries,
too.
As far as the money. You should have gave me more money.
Yeah, I guess.
I
think the first 3 months you ate at Burger King. Remember we had that little apartment in Arlington, Texas?
It takes money to set up an apartment. We were our first apartment. Yeah, I remember it. I like to be clean.
But I'm talking about when you ate, you didn't cook. You just went to Burger King. We ate mostly fast food.
Nobody was ever home.
No, I was
you
working.
You were working.
That's one thing.
During the day and at night, and I was by myself a lot.
Yeah, I just had to work. I mean, and just believe God. So I did fulfill. I fulfilled the dreams because I told you everything I've told you, I have done. I remember I telling you on the steps of the Holy Rosary Catholic Church. I said, "Woman, follow me, and I'm gonna take care of you." That doesn't mean it wasn't easy. But Kathy says, "I got your back. I got your back." You said that.
You could have said something more romantic.
That's
what I mean. He's growing.
But reason why? Because I knew she was gonna get hungry in a couple of hours, so I gotta make sure everything's fine.
Because your dad used to say they always want to eat and they like shoes.
My dad told me, he said, "Boy, when you get married, they love shoes. Go to camp." He said it's a temptation greater than they can bear, and they don't eat much when they're dating.
That wasn't true.
They shovel it in.
I didn't do that. I didn't deceive you.
Kathy ate like a little horse. But she was skinny as a rail. It didn't make any difference. You know what she did one time? It's so funny. Every addict knows where their stuff is. Hmm. So I asked her one time, I said, that's Kathy's statement. She said, do you want some?
No, it's not my statement.
Someone
else said that to me.
Oh, I see.
Because we were together, remember, we were in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and we were preaching. And after preaching, I was telling the people, the pastor and his wife in the car, how much I loved ice cream. And
she does love ice cream.
My favorite ice cream was at the time that I discovered this Bluebell banana pudding ice cream. Ooh. I was describing it, how it's amazing how I can have cold ice cream.
I am surprised you haven't overdosed over ice cream. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Are you sorry?
Yeah.
Anyway, the cookie in there was crisp, and I was just explaining how that was. And so we were driving back, so the pastor says, "Well, we're going to the store, right?
Big
store. Driving by this grocery store. I could stop here and get this ice cream for it," because we were staying at their house. And so I said, "No, you don't need to stop there. They're not going to have it." Oh, so he says, "Yes, this store has everything." But they wouldn't listen to me. So the wife and I stayed in the car. Jesse and the pastor went into this big grocery store and came out empty-handed.
Right.
And I looked at them. And I said, "I told you, it's not there." And so they're driving along, and so they passed a little convenience store. I said, "Stop right there. It'll be at that little convenience store." And so they stopped. And there it was. They came out with a bag. And so his wife saw the bag, and she looked at me, and she said, "Kathy, every addict knows where to get their stuff."
Kathy love ice cream, buddy.
And so I realized at that point, maybe I do have an issue.
Yeah, let me tell you
something. But it was good. They all loved it.
We was on a date, and I don't know if it was the first date. Maybe it might have been the first date, second date. I can't remember that part. So we had a little something to eat or something like that. So I said, "Would you like some ice cream?" She said, "Yeah, this is where you need to go."
And I told him it was a little soft serve place.
She's an addict. She knew where it was.
A little soft serve place right near where my house was. And so it was a drive up. It wasn't a place you can go and eat. And so he drove and we parked. He parked and he says, "Well, what would you like?" I said, "I'll take a quart."
I said, "I said, would you like an ice cream?" She said, "Yeah, I'll take a quart."
Well, that's what I just said.
I said,
"You corrected that."
I couldn't believe it, a quart. I still have a hard time believing. I said, "You want a quart?"
I said, "You heard me. Go get it." So he did. And that's like my Cinderella story. So he's like, he fulfilled that dream for me. And he's been buying them ever since.
She ate the whole quart. Now she likes pints and all kinds.
I remember one year,
love ice cream
for my birthday, he got me this 3-gallon, and I just like vanilla and maybe butter pecan. I don't like a lot of other flavors.
Kathy, you eat all kinds of ice cream
I just said what I like.
Don't lie on the show. Ice cream.
I said what I like.
I know. Okay.
You got to listen better. You got to pray for his ears to listen better. Be a better listener. That's a promise I'm believing for.
Yeah, I understand.
Anyway. So I remember just one day a year from Christmas, she bought me this butter pecan it was Baskin Robbins, which I now more refined taste. I like Haagen-Dazs butter pecan only. I'm really selective.
Okay.
So anyway, you brought me this big 3-gallon container.
Three gallon.
of butter pecan ice cream, and so that was my birthday gift.
That's what they serve ice cream.
Yeah, and he would. He said, "Kathy, can you give me some?" And then he'd frown. He said, "You know, I really don't like this." He says, "I just eat it because it's cold." I said, "Well, go and eat an ice cube. Get your lips off my ice cream."
She ate the whole 3 gallons.
No, I shared it.
You what, my brother, one time.
My, with many you. People share, ate some of it. You ate a few bites. No. That means I didn't eat the entire thing. If you ate a bite,
Monday
I'm
afternoon,
accurate.
It was gone. No, Friday morning.
It took a lot longer than
and
that.
And when she'd get those big cooking spoons.
Yeah, and I'd warm it up and under the hot water, and it would make it slide through that big hard ice cream. My brother-in-law would come over, and he would say, "I'd say, would you like some crème de glace?" Because we'd love to say it in French. And he says, "Yes, I would." He says, "I said, well, how much would you like?" And his answer, because he loved it as well as me, his answer was always, "That was Jules." He said, "Just serve me as much as you would yourself." Then he knew he would be getting.
I mean,
large
there's
portion.
This mountain that looked like Vesuvius.
Yeah, I would eat it. Instead of a meal.
Oh yes, it is.
And so I really never even put on the weight then.
I kept that promise.
I can't do that today.
I kept that promise. I'm still keeping that promise that I'll buy all ice cream she can eat. And I tell you what, if we ever have a contest, I'll put this woman in a contest. Anybody on ice cream, especially if it's Häagen-Dazs butter pecan.
This woman again. There he goes again.
This woman can eat some ice cream. It is such a blessing.
So what's your point?
My point is that I made my promise come to pass.
Okay.
And the Bible said all the promises of God. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And they're in him. So I made up my mind that July the 9th of this year, 2022, I'm going to be 73 years old. That I'm going to live clean, healthy, blessed because of his word.
Yeah.
I was just talking to one of my staff, and he said, "You know, I love my age because yeah. the day is his birthday."
Yeah.
I said, "Me too." I said, "To me, it's nothing but a number because every day above ground is a good day." If you ever wake up and there's a lot of roots around you, you know you didn't make it. You know what I'm saying? That kind of stuff. But I made up my mind that while I'm here, since God said I could have all, mm-hmm. Churchwell says I can't. Mm-hmm. People that criticize me on YouTube and other say I can't, but Jesus said I could. Mm-hmm. Now, whose report shall you believe?
You know, there's a lot of people are just finding out for the first time that God did promise divine healing.
Yes, he did.
God did promise divine health and divine life.
That's right.
He did promise that he would bless you going in, bless you going out. He would bless everything you set your hand to do. He did promise that he would give you favor. He would give you an anointing to get wealth, you know, all
That's
these
true.
Things. So many promises in the Bible. We're not, I don't have to
Over 7,000.
7,000.
What about your children that are going nuts on you? You got the promise of your family down to 1,000
generations. He says, train a child in the way they shall go, and when they're old, they won't depart from it.
I mean, it's just amazing to me how much Christianity, and I'm not anti-church, but through the church, says, well, I know God said that, but.
Yeah.
They're always putting conjunctions and hesitations and barricades and different things. So it makes people think that when you're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, well, you're just greedy. You believe in that prosperity message. What do you believe in, the poor message? Mm. Do you enjoy children starving to death? And the best thing you can do for a poor man is not to be poor so you can be a blessing.
Well, you know, like many things, the promises of God are conditional.
Yes, they are.
They don't just happen because God promised them. He promised you'll have this if you do that, if you believe.
Right.
That's the basis for most of the promises, believe him. But he's expecting us to do our part. When we do our part, which even in this verse, he says we have to agree with God's yes by saying amen.
Amen.
God's promises are all yes, and when we agree with God, our response to that should say, amen, yes, Lord, I believe it. That's what that means.
You know, it's the difference between the Old Testament.
And it brings him glory.
And the New Testament. The New Testament says yes would mean yes and amen. In the Old Testament, it says Selah. Think about it. In other words, you go an extra. When you cross over to the boundary of the New Testament, you get it all.
Well, when you meditate on the Word of God and his promises, it changes everything. It helps you, because that's how you renew your mind. You meditate on what God has said. You think about it. That's what that just means. You think about it, and then it starts changing the way you think. Maybe your old way of thinking was to not even expect anything.
Amen.
Didn't realize that there was a problem, but even if there was a problem, you'd say, oh, that must be for someone else. It reminds me of a story I heard. It was an old Ronald Reagan joke. He would talk about how these two kids
President
were so
Ronald
different.
Reagan?
President Ronald Reagan. They had these two children were so opposite. One was a pessimist, one was an optimist. And the pessimist got this this, no, bicycle. He got a shiny bicycle, and they gave it to him. And he said, oh, no, a bicycle. And I don't really know how to ride. I'm probably going to ride it and fall down and break my leg, and, you know, it's going to be a problem. The optimist gets another gift. His gift is a big old box. He opens up the box, and he starts seeing that it's a whole box full of horse manure. And he gets he starts digging around, pulling. I says, with all this manure in here, there's got to be a horsey in here anywhere, in somewhere. So he was excited, thinking he had a horse in there. If there was manure, there had to be a horse. So yeah. Depends on how we look at it. We have a challenge in life that when we read the promise of God, we need to believe it. Yeah, it's too good to be true. Yes, God can help us with our life. He can heal our bodies. He can restore our fortunes. He can help us to restore our relationships.
That's right.
You know, he can do so many things. He can give us peace of mind. A lot of people have turmoil because they're in depression or they have turmoils in their mind. And God can bring peace in your mind where nothing else can work. But the Word of God brings peace.
Only the Word of God can do that.